passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. How can you help your community to tackle their carbon footprint and encourage them to join you in reducing emissions? Sue Sheehan is a London leader in sustainability and co-founder of the London Low Carbon Communities Network.
Really, it's about climate change. Stop being scared of climate change and starting to take some action. I think most people actually do want to make a difference. They don't want to see carbon emissions rise and rise and rise, but they don't know what to do about it. And I found myself sitting at home, worrying, realising that there are probably lots of other people with similar problems, living exactly the same kind of homes, who perhaps aren't the same as me. And so that's what we did. We started a conversation and started to find ways to become active rather than passively worrying.
And practically, how did you do that?
First of all, in my community, I invited a few neighbours that I thought would be interested in this around to my house. I didn't know what to say, didn't have the vocabulary at all. I said, I'm worried, I want to do something. I've heard about carbon reduction action groups, which was people getting together and counting their carbon, their energy use, and trying to reduce it. I thought, well, if I'm going to reduce my carbon emissions, I need to find a way to get it down. So we started talking about that. And there was a bit of interest, but there was also a bit of, oh, I don't know whether I really want to measure things or not. But we started a conversation anyway.
How did it go from there? What happened next?
Then we realised that we didn't have the vocabulary, we didn't have the knowledge. So luckily I found somebody locally who'd been part of Anne Link. She'd been part of the Women's Environmental Network and she was a neighbour. And she'd become very interested in how to green up her home and started to do some work on that. And so she came and had spent an evening with us and talked about the sort of things that she'd been doing. That was really useful.
What sort of a difference do you think it's made by taking those initial steps and getting people more engaged?
Oh, it's made a huge difference. Now we have a network in our neighbourhood of over 400 households. We've run events to teach people how to draft-proof their homes. We've got people interested in being active rather than passive, thinking about their car use, thinking about their shopping, thinking about lots of things. Because we have this network in place, we can sort of access Energy Saving Trust, for example, if they're running activities, or Love Food, Hate Waste. There's all sorts of campaigns out there. We can make sure that they come to our neighbourhood. And we're part of a bigger network where that same sort of activity is being replicated. I'm particularly working in Lambeth now to replicate that kind of activity, but also perhaps across London through the London Leader Programme.
Was there sort of a particular thing where you went, yeah, OK, now I'm achieving something?
It wasn't so much about achieving something. It was more reactive than that. It was more about, well, there's nothing there for us. There's nothing for people to engage with on how to reduce their carbon emissions or how to understand their carbon footprint. So once I started to do things myself in my home and my neighbours were doing the same, it started to feel like you could scale it up so easily. I think this is a part of such a long journey, though. This is the beginning of a very long journey. We're going to be working together, hopefully, as a neighbourhood for 20 years to come on this. We're not going to green up all of the homes just like that. Even once we've done our draft proofing, we've done our insulation, there's going to be so much more to do. The important thing is to have this network in place where we can work together and we can achieve things and not just feel like, you know, one little fish swimming upstream.
And if there's somebody in a different area, say, who does say, well, actually, yeah, I'd like to be the Sue Sheehan of my area and get things sorted, what would be your sort of starting top tip?
That's the work that I do in Lambeth. Now, I think that I spend time with that person and find out what they're interested in and what they're able to do. So kind of hand-holding or mentoring role. I generally recommend that they don't do it on their own, that they find one other or two other neighbours, first of all, and sound out their ideas on them, find out what the interest is locally, and then it's much easier to scale it up from there. If you can convince one person or two people that there's something worth doing in your neighbourhood, then you can convince 20. But if you can't convince that first one or two, then it's much harder. And also those other one or two people will have their own networks, their friendship groups. So, you know, you might know a couple of people, but they know a couple of people. So it's easily scalable. And I would suggest that they organise things around events and that those events should be fun and practical. Nobody wants more work to do. We all live busy lives. People are quite interested in meeting their neighbours and getting to know them better, but they don't want to create more work for themselves. They don't want to have a campaign or something like that. They just want something that can be integrated into their everyday life. So something social. And if they can learn something at the same time, then that's useful as well. So fun and practical events.
How are, say, like the low carbon groups different from, say, transition town groups?
They're very similar. Transition town groups, low carbon groups, all part of the same family. Transition towns traditionally focus more on peak oil rather than climate change. When I go out and talk to groups now, I don't talk about either, really. We don't talk about climate change or peak oil. We just talk about the future and how we can adapt to a different future.
Do you think that is the way that it's going? That actually, I almost wonder whether sort of green has had its day in a sense, because no longer is it about green. It's about just actually having a different future. And green is just, you know, a part of it like any other colour is.
Yeah, I could go along with that, actually. I think the future is going to be very different. It's not about being green. It's just about being green. It's about consuming less. It's about reconnecting with what's meaningful, not just shopping and earning more money. And, you know, that's so passé.
That's London leader in sustainability, Sue Sheehan.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.